How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans.
Oh, yeah.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Davey Boy is not here today. He's out sick.
He gargled too much jizz, dude. That's what he said. He was like, you know, it's just like this jizz buildup in the back of my tonsils. Like, I just can't handle it.
I don't know anything about that.
Well, I think he was practicing. He was going to like actually try to call into the Trump Elon Musk interview.
Oh.
And so he was like trying to get that, you know, scratchy voice, like sexy, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
just didn't work.
I joined in earlier and I've been listening to it a little bit. And I was like, oh, look. Because they showed like the first 500 people or whatever. And I was like in the view. And as the Last Americans logo was on there, like right below Trump there for a little while. And I was like, ooh.
Well, they always do that because it's your profile.
Well,
like they did that with me too.
Well, it had like 15, 20 other people.
It always will put your profile at the very top just to let you know that you're in there. I don't know why it does that.
Thanks for ruining that for me, Greg.
Yeah. I just thought I'd bring you back down to reality, you know, just being realistic about it.
But yeah, it's a huge. Right now, when I looked, there was like 1.3 million people listening to it.
Yeah, 1.3 million. And it got a cyber attack, too.
Yeah.
So there was like a DDoS attack.
Imagine that. Like earlier today, during the White House press conference or whatever, one of the reporters asked, due to all the misinformation, disinformation that has been prevalent on X, they said, are they going to do anything to stop this little interview with Musk and Trump? And she didn't say no, but she said she was not really able to comment on what they're able to do from there.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Wasn't there some post? Did you save a post or something? It was talking about this, like the panic here, or
that's something different. That's something different. But this was like earlier today, and then all of a sudden, right before this happened, they get a DDoS attack. And I think I read on somebody else was shared that I seen that they actually like load tested this before this, like their show even happened.
Yeah.
So, like, they were prepared for a large number of people coming in, and then all of a sudden, this attack happened and, like, overwhelmed everything, and they had to, like, I don't know how they ended up fixing it or, like, getting around it all, but they did.
Who the hell knows, dude? That's like, you got to prepare for this type of attack, you know what I mean? And that's where I'm just, like... Is Elon even in control of this? Does he even know what the platform, the structure, like the possible like cybersecurity aspect of this? Because it seems like he's always caught off guard whenever he's trying. Because he did the same thing with RFK Jr. It was DeSantis. Remember DeSantis had coming out party on X Spaces.
I mean, how much can you prepare if you load test your thing for 8 million people watching at one time, like? Are you supposed to expect that, oh, if they're going to cyber attack me, they're going to go well beyond that many? Because,
well, no, what I heard is like a DDoS attack is very, very common. That's like very elementary when it comes to a cyber attack.
Yes.
So it's like, just do whatever it takes to.
Well, what it is, I looked up because I didn't really know exactly what it was. I knew it was a cyber attack that halted your shit, but I didn't know exactly what it was going, what it entailed. And basically,
denial of service.
Yeah, basically, what it is it fakes a bunch of users trying to enter your program at one time to either halt it or shut it down completely.
Yeah, it like makes the traffic so large that it doesn't know what to do.
And that's the thing. That's what I was kind of alluding to earlier. Like, if he prepped this for 8 million people watching at one time, how do you really, I mean, at that point, if you're doing a cyber attack and you're at 6-7 million fake fucking users and it's still working, you're just cyber attacking. So you're just going to keep going and going until it stops.
Yeah. Well, if there's any cybersecurity experts out there listening, leave a comment in the Rumble chat or, you know, leave a comment and say, like, hey, this is why this fucking didn't happen because blah, 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 blah. But, like, I'm just like, he's the richest man on Earth. He has the number one app on Earth, pretty much, as far as, like, freedom of speech goes. So it's like, come on, get your shit together. You know what I mean? You're going to interview the next president of the United States. Like, let's get this under control here. You know what I mean? Come on.
Or you let it happen and then let the other side panic at the same time so everyone can see, oh, this was probably them.
Well, and then honestly, that was one of the first things that they said. They kind of used it as a talking point, saying like, hey, see, like people don't want you to talk. Like they're trying to limit freedom of speech here because that's how hated Donald Trump is like no one wants his... Or, like, these people are trying so hard to get his viewpoint squashed so that way he can't be heard.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a big push earlier too. I don't know if they were having, like, a crash party or something like that, but there was a post going around X telling people, boycott this thing because we don't want... It's like the fuck Trump, fuck Elon party or whatever it was.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know, like, how successful that little campaign was, but there is a lot of people from the other side that didn't want this interview for whatever reason, because I've been listening to it and they're not really saying a lot of like, oh my god shit. It's kind of the main stuff most people have already known about, but they're reaching a big audience right now that's kind of like, what you're doing.
It started out with like, so I got on early when there was like maybe 20,000 people.
Yeah.
And, you know, slowly everybody started coming in. It got up to like 100,000 people. And then I was just like waiting for the thing to happen. 15 minutes goes by and I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
Well, I couldn't get in.
Yeah. So I started looking through the actual stream, or like whatever, like the stream, and people were posting, anybody having trouble getting in? Like, well, I can't get in. I'm getting like this little pop-up monkey thing. You know what I mean? And so I just kind of like, I got out and then I couldn't get back in either. Mm. And I was just like, whatever.
Yeah.
Don't need to hear it. But once it started, I mean, people were, it was like the numbers of people joining, it was jumping up like 25,000 per about every 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Like the thing was updating. It was like, oh, here, 25,000 more people join. It was the largest Twitter space or X space that I've ever seen.
I think they said it's the largest one in X history. It's the biggest 1. One they've ever something. Had. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's I guess that's successful. I mean, they've definitely created a lot of eyes on them right now. And that's good or bad. I guess it depends on how the rest of the show actually goes.
Mm-hmm.
But they're definitely making the other side panic over this for whatever reason.
I was hoping that they would open it up to have like Q&A because I was just hearing Elon Musk. You know, I kind of felt bad for him because Trump does the thing where he just doesn't shut up and he just keeps talking. And you know, this is blah, 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 blah. And then Elon the whole time is like, yeah. It was like, reminds me of like when you're hanging out with your friend and you're listening to them just say, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I got to go. Like, yep. Well, anyway, it's nice talking to you.
Well, I can only imagine like Trump is a talker. You don't do rallies like he does and not, and be shy to just talk and talk and talk. That's not who he is.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then Elon was saying something like, you know, I wanted to provide a long form kind of format for us to kind of, you know, talk, because you don't really get that And when people do kind of do the longer form, they kind of attack you, or they set you up with like these stinger questions.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I just want Trump to go on Joe Rogan because I feel like Joe Rogan will ask him some weird stuff. You know what I mean?
Well, and that's the other thing that was weird about this too, is I thought there was going to be, especially from Elon, some interesting questions. Thus far, there hasn't been really anything out of the norm that I've heard. Obviously, it's still going on and may go on for a while still. There was an undetermined amount of time they were going to do this.
Yeah, and to be fair, they might have people come on and have questions and all that stuff.
Yeah,
but
I mean, obviously, during the show here, I'm going to be keeping an eye on like updates of what's going on. But when he first came out, he was explaining, like, Elon was explaining, like, yeah, they had the cyber attack thing. But he was like, mostly I want this to be a conversation, not really an interview question, like question answer type thing. He wanted it just to be like a conversation back and forth, because that's a lot.
You mean a one-way conversation?
Yeah, but that's kind of what it is, because that's who Trump is. So
yeah. Yeah, and I mean, it opened up right out of the bat of like the reason why Elon Musk was now supporting Trump, because of the fist pump action after the assassination attempt. That was the gut-wrenching, I'm going to vote for this guy. And that's apparently what did it for Elon. You know, it gave him the Trump boner. He's on the Trump boner train. And hey, we're going to make it happen, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's donating how much money is he giving to Trump's campaign a month?
It was like $25 million or something like that.
Dude, I thought it was higher than that.
Was it higher than that? I don't remember what it was. It was an insane amount of money that he was going to give.
But they were reminiscing about the assassination attempt, and Trump was like, oh yeah, just messed up my ear pretty bad. There was so much blood. The doctors were telling me that's one of the bloodiest spots in your body. And I'm just like, really? Like, your ear has no damage, like, whatsoever. So, miraculously healed.
Well, I mean,
Trump did say that it brought him closer to God, though. He's like thinking a little bit more about God.
He did say that. He said even more than he was before.
Yeah. So Biggs guy, his prediction kind of came true. Just a little bit.
What's that? Oh, that he's just going to be more spiritual?
Yeah. After, because remember this whole like the bald dude, he had like this, there was this viral clip after the Trump assassination attempt. Mm-hmm. His name, I think, was Brandon Biggs. People then pointed out that this guy was like wrong on so many different things. Like, he was like, yeah, we're going to have all these tornadoes. We're going to have like just this crazy stuff happening. But he was saying that like Trump's ear thing would, like, his eardrum would be blown out. I'm just saying, like, little details he gets wrong. But he did say that this was going to happen and it was going to bring Trump closer to God, and he's going to be more religious.
We've talked about this before. Why wouldn't it? If you're already kind of religious and then you escape death, like, why wouldn't that make you double down?
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
so that's kind of I feel like that's kind of a no-brainer reaction to expect from somebody.
Yeah.
That's what I think. Yeah. If someone's already religious and then they escape death within an inch of their life, like he did, with less than an inch, and then now all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, that was
he already religious though? That's what I would argue.
Well,
I don't think that he's very.
I don't know him personally, and who knows? I don't know if he prays at night or what he does. I don't really care.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's where I'm at. I don't really care, but
They do
$45 million a month. That's what Elon.
$45 million. That's what it was. Yeah.
Damn.
They do have the other side freaking out. I saved this thing by Kyle Becker shared it, and he said, "Justin, Kamala Harris' campaign is panicking over Elon Musk's spaces with Donald Trump," and that they put out a statement or whatever, and it says Harris Waltz. Right now, Elon Musk is interviewing Donald Trump live on Twitter. We are not calling it X.
Oh, no.
It is not enough that Musk has pledged to donate millions of dollars to help reelect Trump. He's using his purchased platform, one of the largest social media sites in the world, to spread Trump's unhinged and hateful agenda to millions of users.
Mm-hmm.
If that's all you need to hear, chip in $25 now to help Kamala and Tim have the resources to respond to their lies. Otherwise, let us remind you why this is a big deal. The richest person in the world is a lackey for Team MAGA.
Oh, boy.
Musk already ruined Twitter by allowing hate speech and disinformation to flood the platform. Now, Musk is using his vast fortune and broad reach to try to control our democracy.
Yeah, see, I would love them just to, like, list out the bullet points of how he's trying to spread misinformation. Like, you're talking about, like, the Twitter files?
Yeah,
how,
I don't like, know.
The government colluded with Twitter to suppress stories and right around the election time. Like, are we talking about that? Because that happened before Elon purchased it, you know?
Yeah, I think the misinformation that they're talking about is just letting people talk.
Exactly. Yeah.
They don't want people talking to each other because they end up finding out things and figuring stuff out on their own, mm-hmm. and they don't like that.
Yeah, it's like the Jimmy Dore comment on when they were telling people, you know, when the whole like COVID stuff was happening, they're saying don't do your own research and all that stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's like, oh yeah, I used to do my own research. It's called reading. You know what I mean? Just like, oh, I'm duh.
Yeah, right? Like
we can't just make up our own minds? Well, are we children?
We said it a long time ago. Like, it was like, it has become the digital version of burning books. Like, they can't have you read the things they don't want you reading. Otherwise, you start thinking for yourself, and that doesn't work for them.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, when you try to block some information, it makes people want to look at it even more.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing that happened to Alex Jones. It's the same thing that's happening to Nick Fuentes right now.
Yep.
They're labeling Nick Fuentes the anti whatever. The white supremacist, even though his last name's Fuentes. I mean, he has brown skin, everybody. I don't know. It's weird. But, I mean, Larry Elder was the blackface of white supremacy.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what the New York Times said, or LA Times. So, I mean, if the news is telling us that white supremacists don't have to be white, oh boy, it's getting real risky now.
Yeah, it's also funny that apparently right as this X thing started happening, Trump's fucking... what was it? His campaign office in Virginia got broken into.
Mm-mm.
So I don't know.
Bunch of hoodlums?
I don't know. I don't know if somebody was like thinking, oh, maybe he's here. I don't know. Why would you break into his campaign office? I have no idea.
Well, good thing he wasn't there.
Yeah.
If he was there, they would have died. Whoever it was. But it is funny. I'm reading in the chat here, like people were talking about the lisp, where it sounded like Trump had a lisp when he was talking over the, I don't know if it was like the speakerphone, but he always kind of does sound like he has dentures in and they're like fucking slipping out of his mouth now.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't notice a lisp.
Like, pay attention to not just like the X thing, because it's kind of weird because he's talking on speakerphone. You get like weird sounds.
Yeah.
But when he's talking at the rallies and stuff, you'll hear him kind of talking like this. It's very slurpy sounding certain words.
Well, let's jump on here. We can check in real quick and see what they're talking about.
Okay. Zooming on
you
in.
You can use a space age, medicine or whatever it may be. We have the best doctors, the best labs in the world. We really do. But people would go to other countries because you couldn't use the product, even if they thought it worked.
Oh, he's super lispy right now.
Because it's going through the FDA.
Right.
I got it approved where you can, you basically, you look, nobody wanted it. The doctors didn't want it because of the liability.
Like,
the country didn't want it. Our country, because they didn't want to get sued. These are people.
Sounds like Donald Duck, dude.
The insurance companies didn't want it, and the pharmaceutical companies. Nobody wanted it. I got everybody into a room, and we came up with an agreement that you won't get sued. And also, they didn't want it on their record. If somebody's terminally ill and they die after taking a drug, they didn't want that on their record. So we set a second.
Oh, so he's talking
about HCQ or something?
Yeah, he's talking about, like, I think he's talking about, like, letting people use whatever drugs they want to try to help themselves. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't like, he didn't have a lisp like that at the beginning.
Yeah, I noticed it the whole thing, dude. Like,
oh, really?
I didn't notice that.
Hmm.
I think it's because he's not on camera. Maybe he can take his dentures out and feel comfortable. You know what I mean?
Do you think he has dentures?
I kind of do, dude. He might have something. Like,
maybe.
Whether it's a pull-out, like, top palate.
I don't know. But as soon as I turn that on, like, immediately, it was like, whoa. He went... I was like, "Whoa!"
Yeah,
I've never heard that. That was weird.
Very slurpy sounding. So that's something that people were noting. He did say something about how he's going to build an Iron Dome around the United States.
Oh yeah, he said that before. In one of his lists of like things he was going to do, which I don't know if he actually means building a dome over the country, or
he's just like. Like
building,
what Israel has.
Building an Iron Dome as in building a missile defense system that would be able to cover the entire country.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure we do have that because I think we are the ones that helped Israel build theirs.
I think so too. I don't know. I honestly don't know what the capabilities of our defense system is here at home.
Well, and did you see that apparently their Iron Dome just stopped working and Hezbollah was bombing... I don't know. It's just like, how does this work? Like, you just selectively choose which bombs you want to come in.
Yeah, I don't get it, dude. I don't know. I don't know if it, like, the whatever system they have doesn't recognize certain bombs or like, they can only shoot ones that are traveling at a certain speed or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah, Banielson also said, yeah, I did notice this, Banielson. He was talking about other countries that we don't know about who also have Iron Domes.
Oh.
And we're like, what?
Like who?
Like, that's who what I'm saying.
Countries North we Korea? Don't, wait, countries we don't know about?
That's what he was saying.
Like, that we don't know that they have an Iron Dome, or we don't know about the country at all?
Well, if it's the latter, we got Flat Earth, baby, and there's something beyond the ice wall. You know what I mean?
Like, wait a minute. Are we doing some more exploration here, and you're going to let people discover a whole new fucking world?
Yep. Donald Columbus. He's going to launch us over the ice wall. We will explore the unforeseen lands for ages.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Like, obviously, our capability for defense is going to be top-notch, I would assume, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how.
Yeah, I think it already
it better,
is.
But...
I think it is, dude. I think like Space Force has been around for a while. I think Trump just kind of branded it and gave it a name.
Yeah.
And I think that the same thing with Israel. They let certain attacks happen to bolster the rationale for or justification why we need X, Y, and Z as far as defense goes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's the same thing with FBI. Like, they have to prove that. They're that, like the whole racketeering thing, or not racketeering, but entrapment Governor Whitmer. Like, they're proving that certain individuals need extra protection because there's this terrorist plot that's happening. But meanwhile, you find out that like 14 to 17 of the 20 individuals were actual FBI agents setting up the fuckers. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they're doing this to justify keeping them around. And when you keep them around, you got to pay them. And so that's same thing with defense contractors, dude. They're justifying the need to build weapons of war, you know?
Well, I mean, who's to say that once Trump gets in there, he won't start to dissolve that kind of shit? Because he did say also in this that I've heard so far that he is going to dissolve the Department of Education and send all the choices back to the states.
He did. But he also said if I get, like, assassinated... bomb the fuck out of Iran. Did you not see that?
I didn't hear that part. No, I must have been.
Yeah, he's put out a Truth Social saying like, hey, you know, I hear that Iran put the hit out on me. So if I get assassinated, bomb the shit out of them. So it's like you could look at that as, you know, on its face as, dude, this guy is being a little bit pro-war. Like, this is a little neocon-ish. Like, what the fuck's he doing? he was always the anti-war president, never starting a new war, but now he's all about it. So,
but at the same time, if you get attacked, you can't not do anything.
Yeah. Well, or he's trying to provoke another country to actually put out a hit on him. Mm-hmm. And then he can, you know, because, I mean, who hates Iran right now? Israel?
Well, yeah.
They want us to go bomb the fuck out of Iran for them. So it's like, it would benefit Israel if there was another attack on Trump, because then we would bomb the fuck out of Iran, right?
And then they wouldn't have to worry about him so much.
Exactly. Yeah. Because, I mean, we did the same thing with Soleimani. We were, like, in cahoots with Israel to go bomb this guy, and then they pulled out at the last minute, and we bombed him. Mm-hmm. And we were the ones that, you know, decidedly killed him. So it's like, wait, what? Why are we just bombing random things now? So I don't know. That's just like my whole anti-war stance on things. I hope he stays solid on that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what I really worry about. I mean, the Truth Social thing is just what it is. Like, he can talk all he wants. It's like his actions that really prove.
Yeah.
What can, and he's proven to be not necessarily like completely anti-war, because he did bomb some shit. He didn't pull anybody out of the current wars. So, I mean, but he didn't really start any new escalations. He kind of like brought some shit down, right? Like the whole Abraham Accords, he had that at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Like, there is some promise as far as like no war with Trump. But it is one of those things where how do you get rid of the military-industrial complex? Like, how do you get rid of that? There's so much money in war.
Yeah, I don't know. I think not getting into wars would start.
Yeah. Like, but, I mean, you will be attacked for sure, right? Because people will be losing out on a lot of money. They'll be like, dude, what are we doing here? Sitting at a round table being like, you guys promised. Where's our war? Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think once you eliminate the constant government wanting to go fight for something or go to war, and then mm-hmm. and then actually start, like he's been wanting to do, the whole provide for ourselves, being like economically independent, energy independent, then you don't need other countries for anything, because then you're not fighting people for any of that either. And then there's no need for it. There's the whole industrial complex for war mongering kind of just fades away on its own at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. I think trading with other countries is a good thing. I think it offers lower prices, competition. But when you take advantage of it, and like when you have internal, like U.S. companies outsourcing their work mm-hmm. to cheaper labor over, that's kind of sketchy to me. You know what I mean? It's like, dude, just fucking do what you got to do here. And then if you really want, just go over there and build it. You know, yeah. I don't know. It's just weird, but I get it. There's ups and downs with having other markets create shit for you. But so anything else that you took away from this whole Elon Musk thing? I know it's still going on right now, but
yeah, it's still going on right now as we're doing the show. But I mean, I don't know. I so far, a lot of it that I've heard has kind of been the same old that we've been hearing for a while.
Mm-hmm.
There hasn't been, like I said, there hasn't been really anything.
Kamala said she's the border czar, and now she's not saying she was ever the czar. She's a liar.
Yeah. I mean, I'm probably going to go back and re-listen to some of it and try to mm-hmm. see if there was anything actually said that, like, maybe there's a conversation that happens that doesn't normally happen. I mean, that's what would be interesting to me. I mean, I don't really care to, like, yeah, they're having the biggest talk and viewing of all time, and that's a huge thing. You're getting your shit in front of people that might not normally listen to you. Which,
you think so?
I don't know. Maybe. I'm sure there's a lot of people tuning in on X right now that wouldn't normally tune in to a Trump rally or something, right?
Dude, as soon as Elon took over X, I feel like there's a lot of people who left X that were on the left. You know what I mean? But yeah. Not only that, I feel like if they did stick around, they're listening out of spite. You know what I mean? They're listening to catch Trump saying some bad shit so that way they can take a sound clip and blow it up, you know?
But that's what you kind of want, though, isn't it? You want them to listen to you, even if it's out of spite. And they're paying attention to what you're saying, hoping they can catch you into something, but in hopes that you'll say something and actually catch them, and then they'll go, oh, I actually kind of agree with that. And then you can pull the hook and fucking get them in.
Maybe. Yeah, it's like, yeah, you know, to a point, you do want them to kind of be like, fake news gonna fake news, you know, that kind of.
Yeah, well, if they don't listen to you, even if it's for spite, and they don't listen to you at all, then you're never gonna win anybody over. So you need to have them listen to you somehow, even if it's because they hate you.
Yeah, no, and that's why freedom of speech is a thing, dude. You know, you gotta have it. But I don't know. We'll see what Elon Musk is all about, because it's very strange that fist pump was the reason why he's going to go, I 100% back Donald Trump. I'm going to give him $45 million a month.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in the moment, that was a huge move. Like, that was like probably the most inspiring thing to happen politically in years, right? So
for,
I mean, like,
people, yeah.
You see that, and you're on, and say you're on the fence, and then now the guy that is running against the other side, that's clearly Elon has been agreeing that the country's been being destroyed the last couple of years, and then he sees Trump stand up after getting shot and just fist pump and basically give a big fuck you to everyone that just tried to kill him.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to win a lot of people over, I feel like.
Dude, you know what even tops that?
Hmm.
Having the president actually die. And that's where I want to go into this article, dude, because this is something that kind of fits into that conversation here. And this is the scientists unlock secrets of the 4,000-year-old Babylonian tablets, find terrifying predictions for future, okay?
Hmm.
Now, if you're looking at this...
These are predicting the future?
Apparently.
Okay. Okay.
Because this 4,000-year-old artifacts were found... well, I guess there's multiple of them. But they were found 100 years ago in modern-day Iraq. And they have only now been completely translated and linked to astronomical events.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. This got my attention right away, because it's talking about the moon. And I'm going, oh... What is this? I got a moon, baby.
Okay.
So,
So
ancient Babylonians had a special interest in the cosmos, especially the moon, and associated lunar eclipses with disasters and historical events. And
how do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
One of them is the king dying. The newly deciphered tablets consist of 61 predictions spread across 4 clay tablets, including an ominous warning that, quote, a king will die and a, quote, nation will fall.
Hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Now, if we're thinking about Biden being the king, now I know that sounds goddamn ridiculous, but if we're thinking about him being the king, there is this thing called the king kill ritual, and it goes back to these Babylonian texts, dude, where I did a whole episode on Strange Son about this, where in ancient Babylonian times, when you had a lunar eclipse, or it was either a lunar eclipse or a solar eclipse, but I think judging from this article, it might have been a lunar eclipse. You had a substitute king, right? And that substitute king would be king for a day. And that's where the term king for a day comes from.
Yeah.
Because they would become the king for the day, absorb the bad omen of the eclipse.
Yeah, that way he wouldn't like be sacrificed or offed or like all the bad juju wouldn't be on him. It'd be on putz over here that volunteered for king for a day.
Yep. Some local gardener, they're like, hey, it's your lucky day. You get all the women, you get all the food, everything you want. You want to get drunk? Let's do it.
Yeah.
And then at the end of that day, they kill the guy because they can't have the bad juju around, dude. But so meanwhile, the actual true king goes down into like a lair or something. And what's fascinating about this is I believe on one of the lunar eclipses, this was during like the first year, the second year of Biden's term. He gave Kamala Harris power.
Mm.
It was like the acquisition of power. Like he gave power to Kamala because he was going to go under.
Oh yeah,
anal probe.
Yeah, yeah, he got probed and like didn't know if he was going to survive or something, or if he didn't survive, then she has the power.
Well, it was like a routine colonoscopy, right?
Yeah.
And that's what I've noticed is this acquisition of power. I forget the terminology, but it's like the president hands all of their power over to the vice president. And they're saying, you have the power of the president. If something happens to me, then so be it. But it always happens during colonoscopies. And I'm like, what is it about getting that bunghole checked that they got to give their power away, you know? And Trump was the only one that didn't really do it. I don't know if Obama did.
I don't know if he did or not.
No, he didn't. So I remember there were articles where he's like, yeah, Trump's too freaking power hungry that he can't just give Mike Pence the power while he gets his colon checked. So it's weird because Kamala absorbed the energy. If you're thinking about these,
it's just called a temporary transfer of power.
Transfer of power. There we go. But Kamala she absorbed that energy. So I'm just saying what?
He absorbed his ass energy?
Yeah, that anal energy.
Little deadly anal energy.
Deadly anal.
Maybe.
Oh my God. So this is saying, although tablets were added to the British Museum's collection between 1892 and 1914, mm-hmm. the revelation marks the first time the cuneiform has been completely translated and linked to astronomical predictions and omens. This is another omen or prediction here. It's predicting harsh environmental disasters. Quote, in spring, a locust swarm will arise and strike the crops, my land's crops. There will be a dearth of food.
A dearth? Okay?
Yeah, so that's like a lack of food.
Hmm.
And I don't know which land that will be.
Yeah, whoever wrote this, it says crop/my land's crop. So I'm assuming like their home place, because that's probably all they knew.
Yeah, and it's talking about devastating floods. Quote, there will be rain and flood water, and a dad will devastate the threshing floors. There will occur an attack by an Elamite army, a Gushian army on the land.
Gushian?
Gushy? Is that Gushy, Maine? Okay, so Gushy army is going to rise up and destroy something.
It will destroy a land that revolts. The land will perish.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. So, okay, yeah, so who are these fucking Elamite and Gushy armies?
Dude, Elamite, I don't know. That sounds like something that Bob Lazar discovered, you know, when he was reverse engineering a UFO. Yeah, I don't know, man. They're talking about all these things, but didn't we just have two, like, species of locusts?
Elamite army, also known as Army of Elam, or Elam.
Elam, maybe?
It's weird that they used this word. Was a terrestrial and naval, if it existed, military force of the Elamite Empire.
Yeah. Well, terrestrial just means that they were an army on the land and naval by sea. You know, you could say by air too.
And
I don't
Gudi
know.
Or whatever was part of the Persian dynasty.
The Gudian?
Yeah. They were, I think it looks like they were Persian.
This says a separate omen added, as for a land that revolts, the enemy will demolish cities, city walls, my city walls, the walls of our city. But it, the tablets are believed to come from Sippar, a city that flourished during the Babylonian Empire and is now Iraq, and dates back to the middle and late old Babylonian periods of about 1894 to 1595 BC.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, bro.
So these are old as shit.
Yep. But this is one of the oldest examples of compendia of lunar eclipse omens yet discovered.
It makes me wonder, though, like, you could say these are predicting things that are happening now.
Good.
But, I mean, they could have also predicted things that happened back then, because they knew, oh, these things may have happened before, so they're probably going to happen again, because that's kind of how the world works. History repeats itself, like things and
people. Cycle.
Yeah, people end up working in the same patterns, so the same outcomes of situations tend to happen.
Yeah, this is a professor at the University of London, Andrew George. People believe that events in the sky were coded signs placed there by the gods as warnings about the future prospects of those on Earth. So, like, death to their rulers, death to kings. Those who advised the king kept watch on the night sky and would match their observations with the academic corpus of celestial omen texts. Dude, could you imagine? People are telling Biden, go get your anus checked right now. You better give give your power over to Kamala. The lunar eclipse is coming. It was very strange that he gave power to Kamala during the eclipse, dude. I was like, I couldn't believe that.
Well,
like,
I mean,
that's just like the fucking Babylonians.
That might be just a happenstance.
Could be.
I don't know. I mean, it's not weird to transfer power like that. That's not weird. I mean, if you're looking at it in like a weird supernatural way, then yeah, it would be weird that this procedure was planned and the transfer of power happened on the full moon.
I'm gonna see when the next lunar eclipse
or lunar eclipse that was not full moon.
Let's see here. Ooh boy. Okay, let's see the next lunar eclipse. Oh man, I got a big old chart here. September 18th, 2024. Partial. Total solar eclipse, or total lunar eclipse, sorry, would be March 14th, 2025.
Okay.
So that would be after.
What was September 18th?
September 18th is a partial lunar eclipse. Okay. But yeah, the last total lunar eclipse was November 8th, 2022. And we actually had two back-to-back, like May and November. I mean, it's not really back-to-back, but yeah, May and November. But the next one will be a partial lunar eclipse in the Americas on March... September 18th, 2024. So we'll see. I don't know.
Yeah. Weird that... I wonder why it took so long to decipher this thing. If they already have been deciphering it, and they've had it for 100 years, why did it take so long? You already knew the language at that point. Why did it take so long to...
I bet you AI. I bet you they used AI.
You think so? Oh, so it could be way wrong.
It could be. Could be, dude. But it goes on. It's saying, like, the researcher said the omens could cause people to take drastic action to protect their leader, noting that one said, a king who is famous will perish. That's a quote from the Slavs. His son, who has not been nominated or appointed to kingship, will seize the kingship/throne, and there will be a war. The land will become depopulated, his cities will turn into desolation, and his land will diminish. It talks about famines, pregnant women will not bring their unborn to term, lions will go on rampages and cut off exits from the city, dogs will go mad and kill people and devour people, there will be hard times in the land, people will trade, sell their infants for silver. I'm just saying, what? Dude, this looks bad.
Trading their infants?
Yeah.
That's weird.
That sounds like the way it used to be way back in the day, dude.
Well, yeah, but it's still weird. Speaking of trading infants, apparently Trump flew, you have this article here, apparently Trump flew on Jeffstein's old fucking plane.
Dude, he owns it. He owns that bad boy.
No, Trump doesn't own it.
Okay, he's just been flying on it?
From what I understand, because I seen this pop up and I was like, ooh, oh, that's not great.
You're right. It says right here, now owned by a top California GOP donor.
Oh, of course.
Of course. So it's owned by someone in the GOP.
Yeah. No, but, they released a thing later after this popped up, and then like Trump's campaign or somebody put out a thing saying, hey, so Trump's plane was being worked on and we had to charter a different plane and we didn't know until after we had already traveled that this was Epstein's old plane.
Do you believe it?
I don't know. I mean, they're not going to tell you past owners of planes before you get on them.
I don't know. Maybe they like you. Wouldn't you want to know where did this plane go? Where was
and
it?
And also,
been?
Hold on. Also, why is this plane? Nothing has been done of the Epstein shit. Why isn't this plane part of evidence?
I know. That's what I'm saying.
And now,
dude, now
it's just like owned by some fucking California and it's just being charted by whoever needs a fucking ride.
Trump's like, I love the smell of this plane. It reminds me of the good old days.
Like how has nothing been done or nothing being released about who was involved, what happened, what the fuck is going on? And probably a lot of it happened on this fucking plane. And it's still just being used willy-nilly.
You know what I bet? I bet you that GOP donor who owns the plane probably bought it to hide the evidence.
Yeah, but they can. If they were actually investigating shit, they would just go in and confiscate the plane no matter who owned it at that point.
If they were actually, that's the problem, dude. Like, if it is 70% of, like, everybody. Because, like, there's been, you know, articles of, like, you know, it can be up to 70% of U.S. Congress, yeah. Judicial system, police. I mean, if they're implicated in the, not even just Epstein, but his whole ring, dude. Like, you don't even have to go to the island to be involved in the whole ring.
Yeah, that's true.
Because he had Arizona, you know, he had his own,
like,
ranch.
Yeah,
he
did shit at his fucking place in New York, mm-hmm. like...
Florida, all
yeah.
over.
Yeah, I don't know. That makes me think that either they're done doing what they need to do and they have information. And, like, who did he buy it from? He didn't buy it from Jeff Epstein.
Well, this is saying DailyMail.com revealed in July 2020 that the jet was being sold from Epstein's estate listed for $16.9 million. It eventually sold to Previti's company reported for a reported $10.6 million. So Previti is the California GOP donor. He's a real estate developer. His name's James Previti. He's 55 years old. He's mm-hmm. given almost $1.3 million to Republican causes. So he bought the plane in July 2020. Or eventually, I guess. It went up for sale in July 2020, and he eventually bought it, you know, for $6 million cheaper.
Yeah, I'd be interested to know who put it up for sale. Like, were they doing an investigation? They have already collected all the data they needed, and now the state is just selling it off?
Well, it was saying photographs of the late billionaire pedophile's 2008 Gulfstream G550 G G five 150? How do you say that? G550? Were posted at the time the aircraft sails.
G550,
Showing the beige and cream leather seats, mahogany finished surfaces, okay? And plush royal blue carpet.
Royal blue!
Dude, this just screams pedophile, doesn't it? And, like, Trump's just like,
oh, that's the guy. That's the picture of the guy that owns it.
Well, so if you show the guy, you'll see Pravidi, whatever the fuck his name is.
Yeah, this guy.
So there he is. If you scroll down, you can actually see an image of inside of the plane.
Oh, there's Jeff.
There's Jeffrey with the plane behind him.
Oh, there's old Jeff.
Good old Jeff.
Oh, there's him doing some, like, Einstein calculations on the board.
Doing some wizardry. He's doing a concoction of, like, how much semen.
Somebody that kind of knew what they were doing were trying to explain to him, and then this is what he did.
Yeah, he's like, I'm just going to doodle. Yeah, can I just doodle over here?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so here's the inside of the plane. Very James Bond-esque, I guess.
Yeah, kind of. I imagine this is kind of what most of them look like.
Yeah. Huh. So I don't know, man. Like, it talks about up here, like, how many planes there were.
Planes Epstein owned?
Well, so here we go. So about this plane.
Was
itself,
that one, was that the Lolita Express one? Or whatever
it was. No, so this was not the Lolita Express.
Oh,
this was just a different plane.
Okay.
But this is how they figured out the ownership. So dailymail.com traced the new ownership of the G550 using FAA and California business records. Epstein's jet had a tail number, including his initials. Okay. Mm-hmm. The tail number was changed in 2020, and the plane was sold to a shell company. And then in December 2020, blah, 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 blah. They did a bunch of investigative work and they linked it back to this guy. Frontier Enterprises. That sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Frontier? Frontier is like an internet service or something, isn't it?
This is this guy, Pravetti, his home building company, Frontier Enterprises.
Hmm. Yeah, who knows?
Dude, I don't know. There's just some weird shit around this. Something smells.
Who knows? I feel like anytime you're dealing with fucking donors of any fucking political party, and then you got the weird fucking pervo guys that are dead or fucking going to prison, and they're all sharing shit. It's all weird. There's something weird.
Well, dude, and you remember RFK Jr. said that he and his wife at the time.
Oh, yeah. He was
married, right? They flew on Lolita Express, bro.
Yeah. On the actual plane. Yeah.
Well, he was saying his wife, this was his original wife back in the day. I don't remember what her fucking name was, but she had a relationship with Ghislaine Maxwell.
I do
he
remember.
He never divulged, like, what relationship?
I do remember like, that interview. He's like, yeah, they had a relationship. And then he kind of just moved on.
Well, wouldn't you? I mean, it's like Bill Gates. Dude.
If
like,
I was the
he's
guy.
He's dead.
If I was the guy interviewing, I was like, I'd be like, wait, what do you mean? What do you mean they had a relationship? What does that mean?
Exactly. But it's like, hello, there's like nobody following up with these questions. And that's why I'm like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
And that's where you just like go, whoa, 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 whoa. Your wife had relationships with Ghislaine Maxwell? Do you care to divulge?
Yeah, that's where he would have probably been like, no, I do care. And I will not. And this interview is over now.
We had dinner, now he's dead.
Actually, he'd have been like, this interview is over now. Sorry.
How dare you?
That was fucked up. Sorry.
Dude, there's been some weird, like, out of all of the presidential, like, nominees or whoever's running, there's been the weirdest stories about him.
Yeah.
That one was, like, the start of it. And then you had the brain worms. Remember RFK Jr.
Yeah,
has
brain
worms? And then there's this one that just came out like a week ago about him with a dead bear. Like he's posting pictures with a dead bear and then he just like throws it on the side of the road or something.
Oh, really? Oh, like he shot it?
I don't know if he even shot it.
Oh.
Look up RFK Jr. dead bear.
Or if was he just posing with like a bear that he had just hit?
Dude, I honestly didn't even like look at it because I'm like, what a propaganda piece. But like he left a dead bear in Central Park 10 years ago. He confessed. Solving a decade old mystery. I guess they just found this dead bear. Oh, it was a dead bear cub. Oh.
Oh. Dead bear cub. Bad.
Yep.
Oh, here's a video. This guy posted a while back. Look what I found. A news story from 2014 on RFK Jr.'s dead bear stashing.
What?
Bear found mysteriously dead in Central Park 10 years ago.
Yeah, so Kennedy, an animal lover and former environmental lawyer, says he was driving upstate early one morning to take a group of people falconing in the Hudson Valley when a driver in front of him fatally hit a bear cub. So I pulled over, I picked up the bear, I put him in the back of my van because
took him to Central Park?
I was going to skin the bear, he says.
Oh.
Yeah, it was in a very good condition and I was going to put the meat in my refrigerator.
Okay, come on. What are we doing here? Beverly Hillbillies, fucking, you're just eating roadkill now?
I know. It's like, are you sure the guy in front of you hit the bear cub? You didn't just like fucking...
Yeah, he hit the bear cub. Here's the mysterious bear thing.
The discovery of a black bear by a dog walker just a few feet from Central Park's main jogging and bike path today was alarming and strange, especially for New Yorkers like Helen Zocanich, who's come here almost every day for decades. How unusual is that?
Very unusual. I've never seen a bear. I mean, I've lived in New York City all my life, and I've gone to Central Park with different dogs.
Central Park with dogs?
Different dogs.
Look at that bear. How'd that bear get there? Dude, what's even more hilarious, or I mean, almost just kind of sad, is the excuse why he never took the bear home.
Yeah, I don't. What was the excuse?
It's so I'm looking at this. This is an NPR.org article. Okay, so this isn't like whatever. Okay. But it says Kennedy added that it is legal in New York State to get a bear tag to take home a roadkill bear. Such a tag must be written up by law enforcement officers and all that stuff. The bear never made it back to his Westchester home. However, Kennedy says that he got waylaid by a busy day of falconry and then had to rush back to New York City for a dinner at Peter Luger's steakhouse, which ran late. So like the busy day of falconry, he's like, throw the dead bear in the car. Let's get to killing more falcons. Mm. And they just like got too busy killing falcons. You know what I mean?
There's so many falcons. I just got so busy killing falcons. I had to just disregard the bear.
And this is a quote. I had to go to the airport and the bear was in my car and I didn't want to leave the bear in my car because that would have been bad. That was a direct quote. And then he goes, then as he put it, this is a quote here. The little bit of redneck in me had an idea. Kennedy just happened to have an old bike in his car, which said someone had asked him to get rid of. He recalled this that the city, quote, had just put in bike lanes after numerous accidents, blah, blah, blah. I wasn't drinking, of course, but people were drinking with me who thought this was a good idea.
That's what everybody says. Everybody else is drinking. I wasn't drinking.
I did not inhale.
I was just falcon watching and then thought it was a good idea to throw this bear in my car.
Yeah, so he says, quote, so we went and did that and we thought it would be amusing for whoever found it or something. What? It was a 6-month-old 44-pound cub.
Hmm.
Oh, dude, it's fucking weird. This guy's such a weird... Doesn't that seem like a psychopath?
That seems like a really weird thing to do.
Like, he's with... His wife has a relationship with Ghislaine Maxwell. He, like, picks up a dead roadkill cub, throws it in his car, is like, I'll take care of that shit later. Mm-hmm. He's like going falconry and like killing shit. I think that's what he was doing with Epstein's plane with Lolita Express. Is he was going on a falconry trip.
Oh, because I remember something about bird watching or something like that.
Yeah, I was like, falconry? Who is this guy? And now he's saying it again for the dead bear cub story.
Well, he said it then first. But is is that his like euphemism for fucking yeah, doing weird yeah, shit?
Yep.
You're just we're just watching falcons. That's what we were doing.
But it's like, wouldn't you use like a less conspicuous word? Like, like you're just gonna throw banana hammock out in the middle of a sentence, you know? You know, and that's when I put out my banana hammock. It's like, what?
Yeah, and then everybody else was drinking, and things started. We just started watching falcons. We just went. We're going falconing, and then
falconry.
And all of a sudden,
Harry Potter.
All of a sudden, there was this guy in front of me hit this bear, and then I was like, "Oh, that's a good old bear carcass."
Dude, it's so weird. Like, I don't know. Like, the guy has the weirdest stories, and like the brain worms, dude.
Did he deny that that was a thing, or did he even entertain that that was a real thing, or was that just bullshit going around online?
You know, there was something listed here about a brain worm. I think there was a parasitic worm, dude.
Hmm.
He said, a worm got it. This is a quote from him. A worm got into my brain and ate a portion of it and then died. So, I mean, it's fucking weird, dude. This guy's a weirdo.
Yeah, that's weird. That's weird stuff.
And, like, he's a Kennedy, so you just gotta, like, I'm just suspicious of the whole Kennedy clan. And I'm like, dude, I don't know. I don't know if they were trying to change the world or not, but, I mean, JFK definitely was trying to change something. He got killed for it.
I'm scrolling through. So Libs of TikTok posted a question on X. Says, what is your favorite part of the X space with Elon and Trump? So it's over now.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is this right here. Derek Mathers, whatever, posted. He says, Trump, talking to Putin, if you invade, we will demonstrate devastation the likes of which the world has never seen. And Putin said, whoa, no way. And I said, way.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember Elon did say that.
Oh, God.
Either did Elon say that or did Trump say that?
No, Trump was talking to Putin. So Putin said, no way. And Trump said, way.
No, but like I heard somebody reenact that conversation in the space. So I don't know if it was whatever. God. But yeah, you know, it's a crazy world. I don't know. What do you think, like, Trump was trying to get out of this thing? Like, as we're closing up this episode, what do you think Trump was trying to gain out of this interview with Elon?
I think from Trump's standpoint, I think the what his goals for this probably were is to get on a platform and just talk in front of the most people possible.
Mm-hmm.
Which obviously he accomplished. And then in doing so, maybe there are people that don't already support you listening and you win some people over.
Well, I think it was to have him come back to Twitter. I think they set up this meeting ultimately for him to start using his Twitter X profile again, because he did. He was posting a lot today.
Yeah.
And that was the whole thing. The whole thing was he's back.
Yeah.
DC Drano posted the king is back.
Yeah.
I'm like, please don't say that. That's just weird.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, obviously, maybe we're going to start getting mean X's instead of mean tweets.
Yeah, well, and people were saying, my fellow Americans, there might be a little storm brewing, you know?
I mean, one of the videos that he did post was him like walking and there was like triumphant music and stuff. And like there, he kept flashing back to a storm in the sky.
Mm.
That was like one of the first videos he posted today.
Dude, I think it's going to happen. I think like the Q stuff is like revelation of the method.
Mm.
I think differently. I'm not like the Q movement. I don't think that that's what the purpose of it was anymore. but I do think the stuff will happen. And I think like the Q people will get like pumped up when it happens, but I don't,
maybe
I think they're getting pumped up for the wrong reasons.
Maybe. I mean, all we can do is wait and see.
Yep. It's a movie.
And we're getting close. I mean, it's dwindling down to election day rapidly. I feel like the days are just going by faster and faster.
Yeah. And like, it's just, there's going to be like a couple weeks where every day something's going to happen.
Well, yeah, it's almost to that point already. It's at least once a week now where something weird or crazy is happening.
Yeah. So like today marks something, I think, pretty special as far as like Trump coming back to Twitter.
Yeah.
Because he's going to reach way more people on Twitter than he will on Truth Social, dude. I mean,
for sure. For sure.
Like Truth Social is just kind of like a MAGA cesspool.
Well, it's its own thing, but his reach isn't nearly what his reach ever was on Twitter.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, I mean, you'd kind of be dumb not to come back eventually.
Yep. Especially if you're running for president, right?
Yeah, buddy.
Hell yeah.
Well, good show, dude. That was fun.
Good show.
Thank you, everybody, for watching. Thank you, everybody, for supporting the show. If you're not already, head over to Patreon. You can see all our call-in shows and Zoom calls and stuff there. We're going to be adding new stuff soon, hopefully. And then everyone that supports us here on Rumble.
Dude, I want to say leave a comment, leave a review on Apple. Okay,
yeah.
I want to read those.
All right.
Leave them. Love you guys.
All right. Later, dude.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy.